If you remove all the images, all the color, and all the traces of the person who made it, can a painting still be a work of art?
I did them to see how far, you know, you could push an object and yet it still means something.
Where some people saw emptiness, composer John Cage found inspiration. His so-called silent composition, 4 minutes 33 seconds, was a direct response. John Cage.
I said that there should be a piece that had no sounds in it, but I hadn't yet written it. And the thing that gave me the courage to do it, finally, was seeing the white, empty paintings of Bob Rauschenberg. I've said before that they were airports for shadows and for dust, but you could say also that they were mirrors of the air.
I think it's about calling us to really practice our own powers of perception.
Artist and writer Indira Allegra.
By scaling all the way back, we get to have this baseline for practicing our skill of seeing. In a world that is more concerned with scrolling and scanning, the ability to sit with anything for any period of time actually becomes a valuable skill. It becomes an offering in that moment. How generous is that?